Number 133. It's all about the mud. It was mud season, as we all too appropriately call it in Vermont, when I wrote this. Cars, and trucks in particular, look like flying mud balls. While on a muddy speed walk, I passed through the Equinox Hotel parking lot in Manchester Village, Vermont. They were undergoing a massive renovation. The primary contractor was Breadloaf Construction, probably Vermont's best, in fact, tops by any standard, out of Middlebury. Breadloaf folks must not be as smart as I think. That is, they apparently didn't know it was mud season. Every contractor's truck in the parking lot, and the FedEx and UPS trucks too, confirmed the mud ball image I just suggested, except for Breadloaf's. There were two Breadloaf trucks in the lot, both sizable pickups. Both, in Breadloaf tradition, were painted fire engine red, and neither, and I do not exaggerate, had the tiniest apparent trace of dirt or mud or even dust. Later in the afternoon, I was having a long interview with the top dog at the ad agency TBWA Chiat Day, and, not surprisingly, the topic turned to branding. Out of my mouth, startling me, popped, quote, "Branding is a squeaky, sparkly, clean, bright red contractor's truck in mud season in Vermont," unquote. We nattered on about the fact that branding is, well, about everything. On the one hand, that's not very helpful or operational. On the other hand, it reminds us that nothing, absolutely nothing, is irrelevant to individual branding or the branding of a construction company in Vermont or Susan Axelrod Accountants or Megacorp, Inc. Quintessential definition of an everything. Carl Sewell, based in Dallas, owns a string of car dealerships, including a Cadillac store in Dallas. Carl bought a street sweeper. The first thing a prospective customer sees of Sewell Village Cadillac is the road in front of the facility. Therefore, Carl decided to take what his customer would see upon arrival, the street, out of the city's hands and into his own hands. It's fair to say that Project Clean Street is a non-trivial element of his brand. That would also explain the fantastic arrays of flowers inside, worthy of the all-time flower champs Issy Sharp's Four Seasons Hotels. So, and I command, stop, right now. Check the reception desk. Check the reception area. Check the street, even in Manhattan. Check the bathroom. Check your last client email. Check and check and check. Check 10, quote, little, unquote, things right now. Is each one stunningly, amazingly excellent? Does each one confirm and extend and broadcast your brand promise? You personally, your training department, your six-person insurance company on Main Street, your big company division. Remember, and this is a very, very big thing, you are in absolute control here. There are things that you cannot make happen, to be sure. But you, no matter how junior, or no matter what the state of the economy, can project brand excellence via literally 1,000 atmospherics that in the end overwhelmingly determine client and employee perception.